Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
If one has been immersed into another denomination and comes into the Church of Christ, can he be baptized a second time? Now, this question and ones similar to it have become somewhat popular recently. It seems that there is much confusion over this. A couple of things that I have to point out. When you refer to the Church of Christ and you refer to another denomination, that's not really accurate. For the Church of Christ is not a denomination at all. Therefore, you would have to refer to the church, and then you would have to refer to denominations. But don't lump the two in the same category, because they're simply not the same. The Bible only speaks about the church in two different senses. One is the local church, and this is the group of people that meet at a certain location that are overseen by a plurality of elders that meet the qualifications of 1 Timothy chapter 3, that have deacons who serve the congregation, that have evangelists who preach there, but all of the members are actually ministers in the sense that they all provide service both to each other and to the community around them and to the world in spreading the gospel. This is the church in the local sense, and the Bible speaks of the church in that way. But the Bible also speaks about the church in its universal sense. All of those who are the ones who have been obedient to God's Word, all of those who have heard the gospel message, believed it, repented of their sins, confessed Jesus as the Christ, and those who have been baptized into Christ, being added to the church, being added to the kingdom of our Lord. That is the church in the universal sense. It's the collection of all of those congregations. Now, a denomination exists somewhere in between those, and of course, the church is not a denomination. A denomination is larger than the local church because it is a governing body, or has a governing body, that passes down rules to the local churches, and all the local churches consider themselves part of this. But at the same time, it doesn't consider itself the church universal, for they see themselves as part of the saved, but there are saved who disagree with them religiously and are in other groups. So they place themselves in the middle, larger than just the local congregation, but smaller than the entire body of all of the saved all over the world. Because of that, then, they fall in the middle. The Bible doesn't speak about that in any way at all. So we must understand, then, that the Church of our Lord, the Church of Christ, is not and cannot be a denomination. The question, then, is if a person comes from a denomination to the Lord's Church, can he be baptized a second time? Again, we have to define some terms in order to be sure that we don't create additional confusion. When a person is baptized, he is added to the church. And I'm talking about a person who is scripturally baptized, according to the Bible, according to Bible authority. That means that the person must be an eligible candidate for baptism, having heard, believed, repented of his sins, confessed, and then been baptized. But he must hear the truth. A person cannot hear that which is not true and follow it and then be baptized and added to the church. What do I mean by that? Simply this. There are many religious groups who teach that a person must be immersed or buried in water. Some even teach that he must do so for the forgiveness of sins. But because of all of the other things that they teach, a person who is taught by them is going to be taught great error in many ways. He oftentimes will be taught error based on how to properly worship God, how the Lord's church should properly be organized, what the work of the church is to be according to the Bible. Because of all of these misunderstandings, it's simply not possible for a person to be taught wrong and then baptized right. We find rather that when Philip went down to Samaria to preach in Acts chapter 8, that he went to them and he preached concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. He taught both the church and the authority of Jesus. Because of that, we need to be sure that before a person is baptized, he is taught regarding the church, the kingdom, and is taught about the church that the Bible reveals to us. If we don't do that, then a person can be baptized. The physical action can take place, but he doesn't understand what he's doing. He doesn't understand the Lord's church. Therefore, he's not saved and not added to it. So a person who comes from a denomination does need to be taught the truth. And having been taught the truth, if he believes it, is willing to repent of his sins, will confess with the mouth that Jesus is Christ, then he can be baptized. Not the second time, but rather it will be the first time. It will be the only time, because whatever happened to him before simply was not baptism. He was merely getting wet. I hope you'll find that answer helpful.